This podcast exists because of the team at CASCM. At CASCM, we make content creation enjoyable. We are on a mission to help leaders create content, content that will improve lives, content to be proud of, content that fosters community. We know through firsthand experience how content brings people together, and we love helping make that happen. We produce podcasts, short form videos, blog posts, and other written works, while also providing support in website development, social media management, and strategic planning. And we would be excited to help you. Visit CASCM.com to learn more, or feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter.
So now you're taking all this great content knowledge and experience and kind of the results you've had, and you've got all these other people, and we're both in the same boat here, I think, is what we're trying to push people a little bit into exploring some of these different platforms. Are you having good luck having people consider starting their own podcast or do some video content? Like, how successful are you there?
So it's interesting because you use the word push, and I know you don't do this either. But that's an interesting way to look at it. It's that, well, and you've heard this, right? You can't convince the unconvincible. It becomes a waste of time. I mean, I've sat there before. If you've ever sold anything and they start telling you why am I here then? You asked me here, but you already figured it out. So have at it. And if someone is saying, I would never do a podcast. I hate podcasts. I think people who do podcasts are stupid. I know. It's not, you know, and I get it. We're not necessarily talking about that person, but there are people, they're like, in the insurance industry is a perfect example of this. Cause we came in and they're like, you can't do that. People would say that, like, and they would look at you funny. You're like, wait, so you create content and you're in the insurance business, and what does content even mean? And then it was like a podcast. You're really wasting your time now. Right. So they would say these things. Well, they were the unconvincible. They would never consider it. Not in a million years. But then you show up and all of a sudden they're like, they start paying attention. They see an email, they see social media, they ask questions, you see them in an event. What are you up to? I saw your blog, or I heard about this. You're doing these things. And then they start getting interested, and then people start coming around. So then, yeah, I think that's just an example of people that weren't convincible, but over time, and they go to their networking events or their trade shows or their trade magazines, and they start hearing that you have to create content. You have to be authentic. What do you stand for? What do you believe in? And so, yeah, so the people that, it's not for everybody, but it's becoming for more people. I mean, the stats prove it out. I mean, just watch the acquisitions that's going on in podcasting, the amount of money. So anytime there's a large sums of money that are being thrown around, there's clearly interest in this platform. Content, any type of content, really, podcasting obviously being a big thing. So yeah, I mean, it's interesting conversations to have, but typically we see it like they had to have had some level of marketing in their past. They've done something. They've tried it out, right? Maybe they started blogging, because you and I have both seen this where you go to a website and the last blog they posted was from 2016. And we could laugh at that, but it's true. It happens all the time where I have an Instagram page. I see businesses that they have these things, or business leaders, they have these things, but they don't update it. So it actually is a negative, because it's like, well, you say you're on social media, you say you do these things, you say you create content, but you did and you don't. Your link doesn't even work. I click on your Twitter page and you don't even have a Twitter profile, but you still have it on your website. You're not paying attention. And people are back checking these things. So they're going to your business and say, I found you on Google. So that's good. That's one. Now I'm going to go check and I'm going to back check it. So I'm going to go to your LinkedIn profile. And you're not active on LinkedIn. You're not doing these things. You're on Instagram. What are you doing? What do you stand for? And I think more and more people are looking to say, you said it, trust. I want to trust you. I want to see what you stand for. Now there's still other things. I still got to meet you. I got to shake your hand, or I got to see you on a video call or whatever that might be, or phone call. But are you really there? Are you really doing this? And so people are realizing now that I need to do this. And it might not be a podcast, and that's okay. It could just be a blog post. It could just be update your LinkedIn profile, little things like that. What do you stand for? And then just do that, and just little by little. So we're not here to say, you need to go create a podcast and a blog. It's too much. It's no different than when you started or I started. Like, you just, small steps. What's also been cool is we've found people that we started talking to, and they've already created content, but it was in their notebook, or it was on their computer at home, and they were journaling and they were writing, and they were realizing, like, they thought that was just for their team, their four people on their team. And they're sharing it over emails for the last 2 years. And I'm like, I bet you there's some good stuff in there. And he's like, I think you're right. And so before it was like all product and company specific, next thing you know, they find this and they're like, that becomes their blog post that they put on LinkedIn. And people are saying to them, man, I really like that stuff. It's possible you've already created a lot of this content and now you just have to curate it. So to me, it isn't even about marketing. It's about content. So all these different tools and social media and LinkedIn, I think what people need to do is just create content. What you do with that content, there's all sorts of things you can do with it. Because what is social media or whatever internet or whatever all this stuff just stops to exist. Instagram shuts down or LinkedIn's gone. I mean, these things happen. So people were the Instagram experts or they were the Pinterest. That's fine. Just create content because the world shuts down. You still have the content.
Right.
And it might be in a piece of paper. It might be a handwritten letter that you send me based on, I thought you'd be interested in this. And it's a gift to that other person to create that stuff. I think it's all about content. And this, if you just look around and pay attention to what you consume on a daily basis, it's all content. Turn on Netflix. What's Amazon Prime doing? They create $1 million shows just so you subscribe to Amazon Prime.
And for $49.
For, right? But that's it. But they get that. So they get us because they have the ability to charge a fee for that content. And other companies can do it too. But just pay attention. A sporting event. What are they doing it for? So they can, and there's other business aspects of it. They get to sell advertising on the back end of it. They could create new relationships on the back end. It's to me, it's all about content. So yeah, are you and I going to create the next Amazon? That's not what this is about. That's an extreme example. I think we can take it down to something much smaller. And it could be just the business coach in your local town that creates it that way.
Yeah, I think you brought up a great point too, which is some people are creating content and have no idea. Or maybe they know they're creating content, but it is for this like specific audience right. internally or whatever. So if they can take a step back yeah. and really see what they're doing, whether it's journaling or anything along those lines, even emails that they're sending that they're not even thinking of in that viewpoint, they're probably sitting on gold. And I hadn't really thought about it in that perspective. I'm going to personally take that little nugget away because I'm always having this conversation of like, I'd love to do this, but I have nothing interesting to say, or I've never created anything, which is just crazy to think about, right? We're all creating every single day. I guess it's the same analogy I always hear. Well, I'm not a salesperson. I'm not good at selling things. I mean, you're selling people on your ideas and your opinions every single day. So it's another way. I'm going to use that. It's another way for people to think about content.
Well, I think you're not going to become the next Joe Rogan. Maybe you are. Go for it. You're not going to become right. the next Taylor Swift. Maybe you go. I don't know. Like, we're not here to crush people's dreams or anything like that. But imagine if you had 10 people listen, or zero. Let's say I'll go to the 10 people. 10 people listen to it. What if that one person was the one person that could change the course of your business? It happens.
It absolutely happens.
How many people do you need? I talked to this one person. They were in the fitness world and they wanted to be huge. They want LinkedIn and Facebook, they have numbers, they want to do ads, and they wanted to reach all these different people. I said, well, what do you want? So I started talking about some clients that they had. And this person, this woman, listed these two clients. They described this client, the two clients, very similar. And then they went to this one client. So it all came down to this one specific client. If I had a client that was like this, that's what I want. So how many of those do you need? Like 30. I said, then why do you need to reach hundreds of thousands of people? It's just 30. And then to think through that. So yeah. Maybe nobody does care what you have to say, except for the people that actually do care. And that might be just a few people. Just talk to those people. Don't worry about everybody else. You're not going to get those people anyway. So what are we doing here? I get it. It's frustrating. Like, you put an Instagram post, no one like, you know, good luck figuring out that algorithm. Like, Google talks about it. Good luck gaming Google, right? But people try to do it. Well, then they'll come in here like, well, we need to do this because this is how they're, I'm like, no, it doesn't work like that. Because guess what? Who cares if anyone liked your post? Maybe one person liked your post, but that was the person that you got to have a conversation with and you learned something, or who knows? And it doesn't have to be a game to then get a business deal out of it, because a lot of times we're talking about that. Or nobody listens. I go back to zero. Like you said at the beginning, you learn from just having a conversation, or maybe you learn nothing from talking to me, right? But, or it's your team. So we had a podcast that we did in here with Tim Kite, who is, if anyone follows football, so he is basically Ohio State's, and he was Urban Meyer's coach. So in 2012, Urban Meyer got there, they went undefeated, but he realized he went to the national championship game. And he's like, wow, we're way behind Alabama. We're gonna have to figure this thing out. And they realized that there was a leadership issue in here. Anyway, fast forward, he meets this guy, Tim Kite, at a cocktail party. And then they met, like, I think a few days after that. And they're like, we need to work together. And he said to him, he's like, Urban, I will work with you and your team, but I have to work with you first. So he started working on leadership as a coach. And right. he works with large brands all over the world, all this kind of stuff. And I had reached out to him at one point because I'd heard of him at this time. And sure enough, 2014, they win the national championship. But you could see, like, getting into this, it was all based on the leadership that they had developed internally, the culture of the organization, the accountability that they had in the organizations, in the program, in the football program that they had. So anyway, we have Tim on the podcast recently. Well, that's required listening for everyone in our organization, because the stuff that he was talking about related to all the things that we talk about as we're leading this company. And guess what? If you listen to that and you don't like it, or you think it's just total BS or whatever it is, then you know where you're not, maybe not in the right place. Or if someone wants to come work here, go listen to this. That's just an example. It could become,
right.
So no one on the outside listened to it, but your team listened to it, or the people that might eventually listen to it. And you don't know when you got to go hire someone new.
Well, now you have all this content that could relate to that, right? So it doesn't have to be about, I want to grow my business, people, I want to 10 times my business, whatever. That's great. Those are great ambitions to have. What about just keeping the stuff, like I mentioned before, that you had? So this required listening internally. And maybe people listen to on the outside too.
In case you haven't noticed, we love podcasts. In fact, we love building podcasts, everything from development to production. Because of all that, we're building a one-of-a-kind podcast network. If you have a podcast or looking to launch a new podcast, then we should talk. You can message me on Twitter at @Eric_Kaz or hit us up any way that works for you. Let's talk about your podcast joining this one-of-a-kind podcast network.